I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Southern Colorado progressed from abnormally dry to moderate drought this week, according to the latest data from the U.S. Drought Monitor. As 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brunell reports, this comes as the state is also seeing abnormally low snowpack.
The latest data from the Natural Resources Conservation Service shows snowpack totals in the Arkansas River Basin as roughly half of average for this time of year. The region will need to see precipitation totals well above normal in the coming months to regain lost ground. Tony Anderson is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service in Pueblo. Looking ahead, he says the situation isn't likely to improve, with below-average precipitation and higher temperatures expected.
It's not time to panic, but it's time to pay attention to what's going on. This could be the beginning of something very, very dry.
Snowpack feeds the Arkansas River, which supplies a significant share of the region's overall water. Anderson says water users from Colorado Springs to Pueblo to the lower Arkansas Valley will likely have to make adjustments if the current deficit persists. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
A fifth juvenile was taken into custody by Colorado Springs police yesterday, according to a report in the Gazette. Authorities had been searching for the three male and two female teens in connection with a recent spate of crimes in Colorado Springs and El Paso County, including burglary, kidnapping, and attempted murder. A former Boulder mayor who was involved in a crash that killed a woman in southern Colorado has pleaded guilty to criminally negligent homicide. 76-year-old Bob Greenlee entered his plea in court in San Luis yesterday. Under a deal with prosecutors, he also pleaded guilty to two counts of careless driving causing injury and reckless driving in the death of Pat Lucero of Monte Vista in 2016. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.